Let's head to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, where we're joined by ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers at the foreign desk. And Tom, the Tokyo Games officially came to the end, and the U.S. came out on top with both the overall medal count and gold. And what is going to be the lasting memories from the Tokyo Games?
I think the whole, if you will, overlap of the pandemic, the surreal nature of the opening, of the closing, the pan up to the stands, and all the seats are empty. A very, very strange Olympics indeed, hopefully the likes of which we'll never see again. But they did get the job done, the athletes. They came, they prepared, they did what they had to do. And once you got into the sport, certainly I think people loved it. They were back watching it and cheering on their team, their country. But again, the overlying aspects of the pandemic itself really, really made this one a very strange one indeed.
And of course, you mentioned the pandemic was definitely kind of front and center for most of it, although a lot of attention was tried to put on the athletes and the organizers, and luckily it did not seem to be as much of the super spreader as initially believed it could have been.
Yeah, exactly. By the numbers, and again, some of the journalists were tested three times during a day. Athletes tested frequently as well as delegations, etc. I think by the last count, I think it was something like 450 positive results inside the bubble itself. And outside, of course, the numbers were growing pretty strongly in Tokyo itself. And in theory, there was very little, if any, interaction between the outside world and the bubble. So, yes, the measures were strict. They actually prevented, as you say, a super spreader event. And maybe they'll use that certainly as partially a model when we look to Beijing.
Yeah.
The Winter Games in just 180 days from today. The pandemic won't be over by then. It might be, hopefully be diminished some, but it'll still be there. And guess what? We're certainly going to have some testing coming up in February, just as we had in Tokyo.
Yeah, that's a kind of a shock right now. 180 days until the Beijing Winter Olympics, and when it all kind of gets going again, and with the cases going up, yeah, it could definitely much be a very similar event. And has there been any talk from organizers as far as what may have worked well, or what other things they might do looking ahead to Beijing?
That's a great question. I think, in general, broad stroke, we're going to be seeing, what are the rules and regs going to be? At this stage, we don't know. There are a number of scenarios, and I think as we get closer, details will firm up, and they'll say, aha, this is what we're going to do. We might have, maybe half capacity at venues, something of that nature. But we're not there yet. We don't know what the numbers are. Interesting, last week, though, in China, certainly the Delta variant now had showed up in at least one half of all of the provinces there. So it is something that is not going away. And the Chinese do things a little differently. They're very strong on mass testing and lockdowns. So again, maybe, just maybe, they can burn that out in the coming months, so it won't be a factor. But, as they say, watch this space.
Exactly. And of course, it'll no matter what be a little bit different stage than last time Beijing hosted. I know there's the image of the giant fields of drummers during a lot of the ceremonies. Definitely going to be a scaled back event no matter what. So definitely a lot to look forward to. As you'd mentioned, 180 days until the next Olympic rounds.
Exactly. And then look at that. Beyond that, 3 years down the road, we got Paris. And everybody and their mother is hoping that, the pandemic will be in the rearview mirror and, Paris can be a big party on the streets, as it should be, with fans and everybody getting together and, people from around the world gathering. Let's just hope that happens. 3 years, a long, long time. Hopefully we'll be so on top of the pandemic then that, we can think of it as a normal, quote-unquote, Olympics.
Well, let's hope so. ABC's Tom Rivers, thank you so much for joining me here on KRDO's Morning News, and we'll talk soon.
Take care.